work.
And now commentary and analysis from Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, brought to you by Liberty University. President Obama delivers the first State of the Union address of his second term tomorrow night as we near the March 1st sequestration deadline. Will we hear real solutions from the president and Republicans, or more bickering? Time for our dueling commentaries now with Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel. First, here's Cal.
Good morning, gentlemen. Here's the dirty little secret. Some in Congress don't want to solve problems for several reasons. It robs them of their power and it hurts fundraising. I had a prominent fundraiser tell me once, you can't raise money on a positive. How cynical. How sick. Bob Beckel and I wrote a book together called Common Ground. We also do a bi-weekly column for USA Today. It's about finding real solutions, not taking partisan advantage. That's what's missing from so much of our political discourse. Here's an idea: outsourcing. Other countries are doing well in solving their economic problems. The Economist had a cover story last week on the Nordic nations that are prospering. Singapore has less than 2% unemployment because there are no entitlements and nearly everybody works. According to the website Advisor One, 9 countries have better pension plans than our Social Security. Why don't we import some of their ideas? Mike and Bruce.
And now here's Bob Beckel.
When President Obama gives a State of the Union address tomorrow night, Democrats will cheer loudly while Republicans will sit on their hands. That portrait reflects the relationship between both parties, where fierce partisanship, which has grown over the last decade, has brought policy solutions to a standstill. My friend Cal Thomas just opined that fundraising is partly to blame. I agree. I also blame gridlock on the decline of moderates in both parties who've been willing to see common ground, leaving policymaking in the hands of partisans who see compromise as a deadly sin. Members who try to seek compromise are threatened with primaries dominated by extremist voters. Voters complain about gridlock in Washington, but only when voters turn out to reward candidates for seeking consensus and not punishing them for breaking with rigid orthodoxy will partisanship begin to recede in Washington.
Cal and Bob's views are their own and are part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.
Liberty University, the nation's seventh largest university, is committed to academic excellence, a Christian worldview, and the founding principles of our great